You are about to hear the best of Radio 8 Ball on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. This episode was recorded on
January 18th, 2008,
with our musical guest,
Elise Black.
Regardless of when this episode was recorded, you are hearing it now, or are about to, and you would do yourself a profound service to invest what you are about to hear with all the intention you can muster.
This is Daniel Pinchbeck, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball with Andras Jones.
Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, kind of like picking musical tarot cards. My name is Andras Jones, and I'm the host of Radio 8 Ball. I like to think of this show, whether it's on the radio or live on stage, as calisthenics for the part of our mind that recognizes synchronicity. Synchronicity, after all, is not a sporadic phenomenon. It's a constant, and sometimes we notice it. When we do, our lives get richer and more fun. And when we use music as an interface, well, that's just plain groovy. Throughout the show, I invite you to invest the questions asked with your own intentions and start thinking of a question you might like to ask when we open up the phone lines in the second half of the show. On tap for today's show, we've got singer-songwriter Elise Black. And later in the show, we're going to be opening up the phone lines and inviting you to call in and ask your questions of the Pop Oracle. Whether you are a first-time listener or one of our die-hard synchronicity surfers, the Pop Oracle is sure to have some surprises in store for you today, so please stay tuned to the Radio 8 Ball show. But first, give your attention to those wonderfully intrepid businesses whose generous support makes this broadcast possible.
This hour of the Radio 8 Ball Show on Alternative Talk 1150 AM was brought to you by the Olympia Cloud Council, providing overcast skies to the state capitol since 1970.
Join us at the Capitol Hill Arts Center Lounge for drink specials, free foosball, and happy hour, 6 to 8 p.m. every night of the week. Down the ramp at Capitol Hill Arts Center, 1621 12th Avenue. For events and information, go to www.capitolhillarts.com.
Where do you get cutting-edge information that's free from the gloom and doom of the mainstream media? Reality Sandwich is a web magazine for these times of intense transition. We cover sustainability to shamanism, alternate realities to alternative energy, holistic healing to visionary technologies, helping to build the world we all dream of. Check out news, art, essays, interviews, podcasts, and more from contributors like Daniel Pinchbeck, Douglas Rushkoff, DJ Spooky, The Yes Men, and Radio 8 Ball's own Andras Jones. Just go to realitysandwich.com and help us evolve consciousness bite by bite.
Tune in to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair every Monday at noon. Talk radio to inspire, inform, and stimulate. Bringing you enlightening conversations with authors, creatives, innovative business and health professionals, and ordinary people leading extraordinary lives. Sharing their expertise and life stories. Making a difference, one word at a time. Pull up a chair and join us Mondays at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Check Vicki's guest schedule at conversationslive.net.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
And welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpret those songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. Our musical guest on today's show is Elise Black, and she is here with her piano man, Hans Bremmer. Hello, Elise.
Hi, Andres.
Welcome to the Radio 8 Ball show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's great to have you here. I discovered your music when you were doing an interview on KAOS, the other station that I do a version of the Radio 8 Ball show on. And it sounded great, and I'm really glad to have you here.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And have you here before you vacate Seattle. You're on your way to move to Austin.
I've already driven down last week, and I fly back tomorrow.
Wow. So this is your last Seattle appearance.
Well,
not forever, but your last...
For a month or two, I mean.
As a local living here artist.
Yes.
Next time you'll be Austin,
I'll be
Austin
on a mini
based.
Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so you have a list of songs numbered 1 through 8, right?
Yes.
And I have not seen that list.
No.
I have been very specific about that. You tried to show me your list, mm-hmm. or tell me your, but I would have none of that.
I'm bad about secrets.
Because I'm going to ask a question now. And I'm going to pick a number after that, and then that song, you'll play that song, you and Hans will play that song, and that'll be the answer to the question, and we'll figure that out. And then later on in the show, we're going to invite some people to call in and ask their questions.
Fantastic.
So my question, it has to do with something we were discussing right before we went on the air. Your keyboard player was saying there are three people you cannot make fun of on stage. One is Jesus, one is Martin Luther King, and the other is John Lennon. My question is, which one of those would have the best sense of humor about being made fun of on stage?
Oh, fantastic.
And I will pick song number three.
That would be Wouldn't It Be Nice.
Wouldn't It Be Nice. Wouldn't it be, though?
Wouldn't it?
If they all had a sense of humor.
I would.
So we're
yeah,
where are we going?
Sunset's coming, a lovely tune. Time to spare, love to give, peace of mind and time to live. Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be, ooh, so nice? Wouldn't it be nice? The joy that's true. Some time with you. Stars are up, stakes are two. Shooting stars, a warm breeze blew. You ink first, I don't care which way we go, long as you're there. Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice? A joy that's true. Sometime with you. Suspense, we're out of sight. We forgive, no time to fight. Need my time to explore you. Kiss and make up a whole show. Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be, ooh, oh, so nice? Wouldn't it be nice? The joy that's true. Oh, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be, ooh, oh, so nice? Wouldn't it be nice? Sometime with you. Ooh, give me some time with you.
And that was Wouldn't It Be Nice, a song which is on Elise Black's record Too Much and Too Lovely. And we'll be giving out the information where you can find out more about that later on in the show. That was the answer to my question. Who would have the most sense of humor about being made fun of? Be the three, the holy trinity of people, I guess, that you're not allowed to make fun of on stage. Jesus, as in Jesus Christ.
Mm. Not the baseball player.
Right.
Jesus.
Right. And Martin Luther King and John Lennon. And so I have a couple of ideas, but I'm curious, did you get any inspiration there about how that song... Well, first of all, could you give me just a little bit of context of where what you were thinking when you wrote that song?
I was literally on a road trip around the country when I wrote that song. Mm-hmm. And it was a beautiful sunny day, exactly like the song. And I just remember thinking, life doesn't get any better than this. I had wind in my hair from the window, and life was perfect. So... my thought, I'm not, my oracle skills aren't as
oh, you'd be surprised.
Flexed as yours possibly, but I thought that of all the people, maybe Martin Luther King, in that he was working towards this future where everybody could have a dream. Mm-hmm. of equality and you know, being included in the political process of the world. And
man, Jesus and John Lennon were just slackers.
They, yeah.
Well, I have my personal hope of who has the best sense of humor, and that would be Jesus, because it really is all true. If he doesn't have a sense of humor, I'm toast.
Yeah. it's interesting. Well, you know, what I was thinking here was, the line that jumped out at me was, stars are up, stakes are too. And what it makes me think of is, well, what those three guys have in common is that they're dead. because, you know, I know National Lampoon did some funny parodies of John Lennon's Primal Scream therapy in the 70s that were hilarious. It was totally okay to make fun of John Lennon before he got shot.
Yes.
You know, and I seem to remember some pretty funny Dick Gregory bit about Martin Luther King. It was still okay when he was out there working and living. And I don't know about Jesus, but I have to think that the disciples probably, you know, gave him a hard time when he was, I don't know, had gas or something. Because everyone does at some point.
You got stars are too. I mean, yeah. The only one of these that was a blatant star would be John Lennon.
Yeah, although they all have had a certain kind of celebrity. What it made me think is, like, there's a kind of celebrity that attaches itself and raises the stakes once someone's passed on.
Martyrdom.
Right. And so I guess my feeling is that probably any one of them, if they were alive, probably would have a great sense of humor. And at the time, you know, if someone was alive and you were making fun of them, there wouldn't be that sort of thing of, like, you can't say anything about, I'm trying to think of someone who, you can't say anything bad about Norman Mailer. He just died. I don't want to hear anyone talking trash about Norman Mailer. Kurt Vonnegut, you cannot make fun of now. A year ago, you could have. You missed the stakes are up now. So I guess that's what I got. Wouldn't it be nice if they were alive and we could actually? Well, I mean, Jesus would be dead by now, definitely. But wouldn't it be nice if Martin Luther King and John Lennon were alive and they could be listening and laughing along with this joke?
There you go.
I guess there would be someone else that we'd be talking about at that point, because they
you always have
be.
To have someone to talk about.
Yeah.
And, you know, they might have a sense of humor in that us talking about them on the radio means that that we're still bringing into our popular vernacular what they were about and talking about them. So something about their cause must have made them stick. That's
and they
awesome.
Might be laughing right now.
Yes.
All the way to the bank. Oh. Okay, well, that's a great example of how this Radio 8 Ball thing works. And in our next segment, we're going to be joined by you. Yes, by you. You're going to be calling in and asking your questions for the Pop Oracle as manifested here by Elise Black. The number here is 425-373-5527. We'll be giving out that information during the break. Operators are standing by, so give us a call.
This Valentine's Day, Radio 8 Ball welcomes the dreamy music and sensual vocals of Two Loons for Tea. The Pop Oracle is sure to provide powerful musical divinations using Two Loons for Tea's Lucid Dream Pop. That's the Radio 8 Ball show Thursday, February 14th at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. Tickets available at brownpapertickets.com.
Do you have a question for the Pop Oracle? Would you like to join us on the air? The number for the studio is 425-373-5527. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-298-5569 in the Western Washington area. Operators are standing by to take your call.
Who or what is Shmushkin?
Yeah,
Discovered by comedian Andy Dick and often described as a cross between James Taylor and Lenny Bruce, Shmushkin is a mysterious folk icon who calls what he does women's music. Listen as he delivers his audacious paeans to the goddess with one of the sweetest voices you'll ever hear. So long ago. Currently living in exile, Shmushkin can be heard at www.myspace.com/Shmushkin. If your mom was in porn, it was probably before you were born. I was so lonely. Please do your part to make America safe for Shmushkin, and one day he will return. The jack-o'-lantern looked at me and I responded accordingly.
This is Sandman the Rapping Cowboy, and Radio 8 Ball taught me to ride bull.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those songs as the answers to the questions. I'm here in the studio with Elise Black, our musical pop oracle. If I haven't already told you, my name's Andras Jones. I'm the host of the show. And on the line from North Seattle, we have a caller named Carrie. Hello, welcome to Radio 8 Ball, Carrie.
Thank you, Andras. It's good to be here.
So, what is your question for the Pop Oracle?
My question is, after 14 years of marriage, how would the Pop Oracle suggest that I approach life as a single person?
Ooh. Well, that's a great question. Would you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is not 3?
5.
Song number 5 from Elise Black. Here it comes. When the song's over, we'll come back and do a little interpretation.
Thank you.
Great.
If I have taken a stand for us two.
And that was stood. Wait.
Stood for, stand for.
Stood for, stand for, from Elise Black's new CD, Too Much and Too Lovely. And that was the answer to Carrie from North Seattle's question. After 14 years of marriage, how does the Pop Oracle suggest that I should approach life as a single person? So, Carrie, are you still with us?
Yes, indeed.
You might want to turn down your computer or your radio because the delay will drive you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want to give us your interpretation of how that song answered your question, or do you want to hear what we think first?
I have some thoughts, but I would be interested in hearing some of your thoughts as well first.
That's a very smart way to approach this. So, Elise, do you want to give us your interpretation or just some background on the song?
Sure. My background on the song is I was in a relationship and felt like at the beginning I was doing all the work, and finally it came through to be this gorgeous relationship that I knew it could be. And yet part of me still looked back and resented somewhat that I felt like I'd poured myself into it time and time again against the crowd alone.
Yeah. I mean, I guess in terms of in terms of your question, if I was asking that question, and full disclosure here, I was married for 11 years and had that end a few years ago, about 4 years ago. And so I sort of know what it's like to some degree, be asking this question. And I just think about, like, when you're in a relationship, and, you know, if I stood for what I stand for in you, would you maybe have taken a stand for us too? And it makes me think of the way that when you're in a relationship, you're kind of a stand for not someone else, but for a unit that you're a part of. You know, I felt the same way when I was in a band or in a songwriting partnership, where you're about, you know, you're not just about you, and who you are out in the world is as part of a team. So maybe it's something about the Pop Oracle is suggesting. Let me back up here. When you're putting yourself into a team like that, it brings out the best in you. And that's why we love to be in community in that way. But if there was a way that you could invest yourself in yourself the way that you would in the team of your family or in the team of a project that you're in, then that would be a great way to walk and approach life as a single person.
That makes total, sorry, am I interrupting? But that makes complete sense to me, because part of that if I stood for what I stand for in you, is saying, now I've come to realize, you know, this great thing that I can see in you in our relationship. And if you could see that beforehand, if you could have stood for that in the first place, mm-hmm. and been full out yourself and believing in the people around you and in yourself, then, yeah, of course, you'd come into self-actualization a lot more quickly.
So let's bring this back to Carrie. Let's hear your thoughts on it now.
Oh, everything you guys just said really resonated, definitely. It's funny, so I was just having a conversation right before listening to your show that got at some of these same themes. Have you guys read Eat, Pray, Love by Elizabeth Gilbert? It's a big bestseller right now. But at some point in the book, she talks about how every relationship she goes into, she kind of takes on the shape. She sort of shapeshifts into whoever she's with in that relationship, and she starts to take on their characteristics and their interests, and that she, you know, the purpose of her process during the book is to stand on her own two feet and become whole unto herself, so that the next relationship, you know, when she goes into her next relationship, she's a whole person and that person's falling in love with her and not falling in love with her because she's shape-shifted into being whatever it is that they're looking for. So I think that's an interesting, that song spoke some of that theme for me.
That's awesome.
Of wanting to be, yeah.
Well, thanks a lot for calling in and asking your question and sharing yourself that way.
It was a pleasure.
I'm sure that you're not the only one asking that kind of a question. So it's a nice contribution to the people who are listening, and maybe we all get a little bit of encouragement from the Pop Oracle in that way. So thank you very much.
Sure. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. And you're listening to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking CDs at random and playing, not by playing CDs on random, by picking, actually have a live musician here and picking songs at random and interpreting those as the answers to the questions. We're going to take another quick little break and give you a chance to call in. And we'll be giving out the number where you can call in during this break. So the Pop Oracle is open for business and ready to take your calls. We'll be right back.
Do you have a question for the Pop Oracle? Would you like to join us on the air? The number for the studio is 425-373-5527. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-298-5569 in the Western Washington area. Operators are standing by to take your call.
When Radio 8 Ball isn't on the air, I like to visit the online oracle at radio8ball.com. Where there's always an answer, and sometimes I can sing along with it.
Oh, person, person, we're really missing you. It breaks all of our hearts to know that you just want to come on home. So come on home. The telephone, it just doesn't seem to...
Thank you for listening to Radio 8 Ball. We are only able to produce this broadcast through the generous support of our sponsors. Advertising on Radio 8 Ball is a great way to support the exploration of synchronicity while getting the word out about your business, band, or event to the many loyal listeners of Radio 8 Ball and Alternative Talk 1150. For more information, please write to info@radio8ball.com.
You're listening to the refreshingly different Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
And you're listening to Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. I am your host, Andras Jones. I'm here in the studio with Elise Black and her piano man, Hans Bremmer. Hans, you're the silent type when you're on the air, but not off air.
You're not.
Very talkative.
I'm out of control usually.
So what do you think? What do you make of this whole musical divination thing? I mean, I usually talk with the songwriters, but you have the opportunity to sit back and watch it all play out. What do you make of this?
Well, you know, I like it, and it actually, I mean, it makes sense because, I mean, as human beings, we, by any way possible, we try to make sense of the world around us. I mean, you've got, for instance, look at all the religious texts. You've got people on polar opposite sides looking at the same thing, making up what works for them. Mm-hmm. And so I think this works too, because we look out at the world and we see what fits our patterns and we say, I can make sense of this. And so this is just another tool to kind of look at life.
Absolutely. I mean, I like to think that it's, I mean, the reason it works is because this is the way our minds work. You know, our minds are connection-making machines. I like to think that it's sort of like, I think Alan Watts talked about how in order for there to be a rainbow, you need to have sun and water in the air, but that's not enough because you need to have an iris, an eye like that is built like ours,
yeah,
that reflects light in the way that sees a rainbow. Another animal that has a different kind of eye might not see that. Mm-hmm. And it's the same way, like, that it's a distinctly human thing to draw connections between disparate things. So let's do another a little musical divination here. So I know that Elise is leaving you, Hans.
She is.
She's leaving us all. She's going to Austin, moving to Austin, Texas. And, you know, who can really blame her? But still, we're, you know, the grass is greener there, and we wish her well. But I have a question regarding Elise's going to Austin. So what I want to know is, this is my question, actually. Who will be the new Hans? The new the Austin Hans. So I'm going to pick a song from your list, and the pop oracle of your own music will determine who the next man sitting in the piano chair will be.
And will he own a handgun?
Well, let's see.
It is Texas.
I'm going to pick song number 8 from the list.
And that would be So Much Brighter.
Is that the name of the song?
Yeah, it is.
That's hilarious. Okay. Here it comes.
Thought maybe I was wasting my words when I saw your binder's Gucci ad. Why add it up now? Oh, so absurd. When your life's a living fad. Body thinner, voice softer, dress tighter. How can I show you your future so much brighter? Garbo never looked so pubescent. Only last year was Nancy Drew. These days you're powdered incandescent. Oh, please, I had to show you haven't a clue. Bat your eyes, social lighter. How can I show you your future so much brighter? They won't be them, your people lighter. How can I show you your future so much brighter? How can I show you your future so much brighter?
And that was the song So Much Brighter, also from Elise Black's CD Too Much and Too Lovely, which you can find out more about at www.eliseblack.com. That's ALYSEblack.com. And that was the answer to my question referring to this news that I just got, that Hans, Elise's piano man, isn't going to be going to Austin with her. And so the question was, who will be the new Hans for Elise Black? Hans is the man playing the piano here as Elise sings. And so I have a couple of ideas, but maybe I should give the interpretation here since I asked the question, and also because it's personal to you. So actually what I thought, I know that when you sort of said it, you were like, oh, she's going to get someone who's so much brighter. what seemed implied by the way you saw that. But what I thought was actually it's more like, you know, it's Elise singing to you that your future is going to be so much brighter, that you're going to find awesome people to play with here now that she's going off to Austin. And it might also involve some cross-dressing. I'm not quite sure about that. You know, body thinner, voice softer, dress tighter. I don't know. This is Seattle. It is it's a very gender fluid kind of town, so that might be.
If cross dressing is in there, I'm okay with everything here.
That's great. What did you think, Elise?
I was thinking about how this might speak to me about how I approach Austin. But now that I think about how it might approach be to Hans, yeah, I could see that because Hans he's got all of his stuff together, so. His future is bright.
Would you say that he's a socialiter? Or does he need to be more of a socialiter?
He can talk a lot when required to. I mean, he can. We crack crass jokes with the best of them. And,
but do you think that maybe he should be a little bit more of what they want, be a little bit more demure, and perhaps be a bit more politer?
Well, when I wrote this song, that
was
actually...
That's the line from the song. I'm not...
Yeah, no.
I don't say more politer very often.
It was... when I wrote the song, it was about social expectations on young women. I work with a lot of young women, are mostly middle school girls. And it was about, you know, the list of things that they're trying to fit themselves into, when in reality there's these great minds and they're too busy focusing on the Gucci ads and what they are, they aren't, and how they can fit into that. And so there's like, so all of that, you know, be politer, socialiter, be what they want, be demure.
Well, I could see this being a little bit of like, you know, looking for greener pastures, you know, like maybe there's a thing of like going to Austin and courting the sort of rock stardom there. Then maybe there's some advice to you, you know, that... Like, you're leaving a pretty good thing here.
I know, I am. I'm coming back, though, on a regular basis.
Okay.
Hans isn't rid of me yet.
That's cool. And also, I also thought maybe there's a thing most boys in school, like, there's like, and boys and girls, they get defined really early.
Yes.
And it doesn't give a lot of room for figuring out who you are. So for most boys, there's a little school girl inside you that never got a chance to like find out that was who you are,
that
integrate that part of you. And for girls, the same thing, as a little boy inside that didn't get. So maybe there's some inner child
Inner opposite sex child.
Inner opposite sex child.
There you go.
Work to do.
There you go.
For all of us.
For all of us. For
Hans
and
I think that might even be the larger divination for all of us. Anyway, we have a caller on the line, and it is Jennifer from Glenwood, and that sounds like a very magical place.
Glenwood does.
Glenwood.
Sounds like they're elves.
Jennifer, welcome to Radio 8 Ball. You're here with Elise Black, our musical pop oracle on the show. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball.
Hi, Elise.
Hi.
So what is your question for the pop oracle?
Was wondering if the world will find an answer to the energy crisis.
Will the world find
answer
to the energy crisis? And will you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is not 3, 5, or 8?
6.
Song number 6. Will the world find an answer to the energy crisis? This is the song, so when it's over, we'll come back and do a little bit of interpretation, so please stay on the line.
Great.
You be my little chickadee? Can you give me your love tonight? Gave you up too soon, I see. Can you give me your love tonight? Me on a porch swing, I'll come to you a caroling, kiss your cheek upon my toe, around the world lost you in my
That was the song Love Tonight, from Elise Black's CD Too Much Too Soon. And that was the answer to Jennifer from Glenwood's question, will the world find an answer to the energy crisis? Are you still with us, Jennifer?
Yes.
So, Jennifer, would you like to tell us what you thought about that as the answer to your question, or do you want to hear what
I
you think first?
I think it sounded hopeful.
Yeah?
Definitely.
Yeah?
And one thing that struck me is the song is actually called Love Tonight. Like there's a question mark at the end. And it's really kind of, there's several things in there. Like I gave up on finding you, but I lost you in my milieu, but there you were. And so, you know, we're kind of in this stage where everybody's nervous about whether or not we're going to find a solution to the energy crisis. And so you see articles, say, you know, doomsday articles all the time. And so all this lost giving up on finding the answer. And then there it is.
You also talked about candlelight.
Yeah.
Song.
Yeah. The line is
you come to me, my candlelight.
No, but it starts out, I'm out again on blackened night. Which is like the power's out.
We're not talking brownout here. This is full on blackout.
Oh.
But you come to me, my candlelight. And so I guess,
Is candle more like solar or, you know, I mean, I'm trying to figure out what angle.
Fire.
Clean coal.
Well, what it made me think of was that the solution to the energy crisis is sort of there being an energy crisis. You know, it's like we keep going along as if we can continue burning oil and burning coal and using these resources that are running out and are polluting the world in which we live. And so it actually might take the end of that system in order for there to be a solution. But I think that the answer there is that the way that the story is spun is that the end of the energy state is the end of the world.
It's like you lose and then it comes back to you.
Well, and it might not be such a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would at first, if you didn't have your car to get around, it would seem like, you know, like hell, like a nightmare. But then you might get to know your neighbors.
Exactly.
And people would be gathered. You know, surprise, I know that surprise. Whenever I've been around in times where society broke down, mm-hmm. that actually a new and much more interesting and much more vibrant and human society actually showed up. It's like when an earthquake happens, when I lived in L.A. during the L.A. riots, when those things happened. What you see on TV is sort of nightmarish. But what's happening on the ground is that people actually come together, that mm-hmm. we find out that our true nature is actually in community. And I think that's sort of what was being pointed to for me in that song. I know Hans had an idea.
I did have some input in that. I had some input, and that was that Elise mentioned that it's Love Tonight with a question mark, and we were talking about how humans are always searching to make meaning of their lives. Well, there's an implied question mark, and wherever there's a question, there's a doorway of opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so we actually do get to make the choices about what happens not only next year but the next moment, because nothing is scripted until we make that decision. So I would see it as a hopeful thing.
Yeah.
That's great. Anything else you want to share, Jennifer?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
Well, thanks a lot for calling.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Excellent. Now, I want to take a moment here just to talk with, to just get a little bit of information about where people can find out more about Elise Black. So you have a website.
I do. I have a few websites that are out there. I have my own website is eliseblack.com, and that's A-L-Y-S-E, black, like the color, like mm-hmm. blackened night, mm-hmm. .com. And there's also my MySpace is myspace.com/EliseBlack.
And you're listed in the top friends for Radio 8 Ball, so if you go to the Radio 8 Ball MySpace site, or if you've got that in your friends, then you can easily find Elise.
Definitely. And as far as places where you can purchase the album, it's available on all the common spots on the web. You got Amazon, iTunes, etc.
CD Baby,
Rhapsody, etc. As well as Sonic Boom and Silver Platters in Seattle areas and some coffee shops.
Nice.
So scattered around the Seattle independent scene.
You just leave them on tables in coffee shops?
And leave a little note saying, yeah. Please give the cashier $10. They'll give it to me later, please.
And Hans, are you doing other gigs in town?
I am. I'm a happy mercenary is what I would
yeah?
call myself.
So what's the next gig randomly, synchronistically, what's the next band you're doing a show with that's going to get a little extra plug on the radio here?
You know, the next foreseeable things, I look at my calendar in the morning to see what's happening, and I have private things all weekend long, so I I'm more of a jazz guy in the conventional scene.
Okay.
So Don't plug me at this point.
I pull him over into the pop rock scene from jazz.
There's a little bit of jazz going on here. I don't like to give people what they sound like, but here I am doing it.
That's okay.
There's definitely a Billie Holiday.
Those associations we always build, right?
Yeah. Well, there's a Billie Holiday thing that I was definitely getting from your phrasing. And
yeah. No, I absolutely love Billie Holiday. I think my two biggest mentors, if I had to label them, would be Billie Holiday and Tori Amos.
Yeah.
So if you take Billie Holiday and Tori Amos, you take that of the rock, edgy pop sound of Tori Amos, and put some of that jazz styling in it. I guess if you're doing Love Children, that would be my love child.
That's awesome.
Process.
That's awesome. It's it makes me think you'd like an artist who's going to be a musical guest on Radio 8 Ball in March at our live show is a woman named Veda Hilly.
Oh, I'll have to check her out.
She's really great. And she's in the top friends on the Radio 8 Ball MySpace. You can check it out. That's V-E-D-A Hilly, H-I-L-L-E. I also want to let people know that the next live Radio 8 Ball show, we've been plugging it here, is on Valentine's Day, February 14th, with Two Loons for Tea. And that's going to be a great event to bring out your lovers to. One of the things I've been saying to people is that if more couples listen to each other the way that we listen to the Pop Oracle, the Radio 8 Ball, it would avoid a lot of fights. Because with the Radio 8 Ball, it's always the right answer, you know, and it's just figuring out, like, how it is.
Yeah.
It's not, is this the right answer or is it the wrong answer? It's always the right answer. And if we can listen to the people, to our loved ones that way, it definitely makes things better.
You have been listening to an abridged broadcast of this Radio 8 Ball show. To listen to the full 1-hour-long podcast, please visit www.radio8ball.com.
I'd like to thank
Elise Black,
and our engineer, Eric Ryder. Until next time, I'm your host, Andras Jones, wishing you lots of spine-tingling synchronicities, connections with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle.
Do you like this show? I do, and I love making it for you. If you'd like to support Radio 8 Ball, please take part in our continuing Patreon campaign by pledging $8 or more a month to our explorations of music and synchronicity here on Radio 8 Ball, and receive one of our synchromistic gifts as a thank you. The address is patreon.com/radio8ball. That's patreon.com/radio8ball. Thank you for your attention and for your support.